Now that the dust has settled after Tuesday's election, Wisconsin Republicans are laying out their plans. The GOP again controls the governor's office and legislature, and the party has increased its majorities in both the state Senate and Assembly. Representative Robin Voss is Speaker of the Assembly. He told WUWM's Aaron Toner the party's agenda is focused on three priorities. The first is creating a better climate for people to get and keep a job.
And that's done by continuing to reduce unnecessary regulations, reducing the tax burden, but most importantly, ensuring that everybody who wants to work is able to do so by a combination of having more money available for worker training and giving people an opportunity to earn the skills if they're in a tough situation, perhaps if they're on drugs, additional treatment. If they're just getting out of prison, having an opportunity to have the state of Wisconsin partner with the private sector to get them a job so they don't return to a life of crime. And then our second biggest priority is really ensuring that we have great schools going forward. Last session, we reinvested in public education, and now I want to continue to do what we've talked about for a while but just haven't been successful, and that's giving every single parent, every single child in the state, the opportunity to choose the very best school that works for their family, for their needs, for their kids.
You're talking here about vouchers, that is, giving families a state subsidy for their kids' private education. Of course, much of that happens now in Milwaukee. So is the proposal to have a statewide expansion with no limit on the number of families who can get a subsidy for a private school?
Well, that's a discussion we have to have in our caucus. And, of course, with so many brand new members, I don't want to speak for the entire body until we have an opportunity to gather together, elect our leadership, and have that policy discussion. But Assembly Republicans have always been on the sides of giving kids more choices to leave a failing public school. Now, I went to public school. The vast majority of schools in the state that are public are doing a good, if not excellent, job. But there are some clunkers out there who need to have either additional resources to turn themselves around and hopefully give parents an opportunity to not be stuck in that school, but really get more choices for their kids.
You talked about there being some, in your words, clunkers in the public school system. Some would argue there are also some poorly performing private schools in the voucher program in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee specifically. So would new policy regarding vouchers include new accountability measures for either system, public or private?
Yeah, well, two things that Assembly Republicans already have done in partnership with our colleagues in the Senate and the governor. Number one, every single student in Wisconsin that is funded with public dollars is taking the exact same test. So now we'll be able to quantify whether or not someone in a public school does better or worse than somebody going to a privately funded voucher. Number two, probably no one in the legislature fought harder for a school accountability system than I did. Last session, my friends on the left didn't want public schools graded, and some of my friends on the right didn't want private schools graded. Well, I think it is critical before we have any school choice expansion statewide, of course, which I said I support, that we have an accountability system so that moms and dads in every part of Wisconsin get to have an objective standard to say whether or not my public school is doing the great job that I think it is based on real results and real opportunities to say to kids, if you're not, you certainly deserve a better choice than going to a failing school.
Is cutting spending a goal in the new two-year
cycle? Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, where can spending be cut?
Number one, we want to reduce waste and fraud in the system. So let's just take a look at the welfare benefits that we give to folks all across Wisconsin. If somebody's in tough times, I think the compassionate thing to do, and it doesn't matter what your political party is to say that if you're hungry, here's the ability to make sure you get food. If you don't have a roof over your head, here's an opportunity to live somewhere while you get yourself righted and trained to go and get a good paying job to support your family. But I think everybody listening knows that there is inherent fraud in the system that really hasn't been rooted out. And that undermines the confidence of the citizens in the entire system if we don't fix it. So right now, I'd like to make sure that if people are on public benefits, they're not using drugs, that if somebody's on unemployment after a certain amount of time, we put a proposal in our forward agenda, which would say that after 12 weeks, you'd be required to sign up with a temp agency and work at least 20 hours a week if it's available, and that money would not detract from your unemployment benefits, because we all know the longer you're out of workforce, the harder it is to find and keep a job.
State Representative Robin Voss is Speaker of the State Assembly. He spoke with WUWM's Aaron Toner. Republicans increased their majorities in both the State Assembly and Senate in Tuesday's election.